the movie theater. And so it was a lot of fun, popcorn machine. I had the velvet, you know, seats. I had all kinds of memorabilia. I had all these movie reels. What people didn't realize, though, when they started looking at the walls, my walls were completely covered with beautiful colored posters of only movies shot in El Paso.
Wow.
So when someone came to visit my office and they looked up there and said, wait a minute, why do you have, is this one of your favorite movies? I said, yeah, it was a good movie, but these were all shot in El Paso. And people just had no idea the 30 or 40 movies that were shot here. I was fortunate enough to even meet some of the people back in the day, and including the cars and the automobiles. When Arnold Schwarzenegger used to come out here and do bodybuilding for a place, Gil Reyes's Nautilus, they would borrow cars from me because there was no limousine services in the day, but I always had funky cars. And when he came to shot Conan the Barbarian, which a lot of it was done over in Juarez, he was working out and living here in El Paso during, you know, that time. There's just so many historic people, actors that spent time here. When the quickie divorces.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Fly in, fly out.
Right. You could go to Juarez to Club Madrigal and hear some big star who would perform because they had to spend, I don't know, 24, 48 hours before it was done. So having an office where you promote all the movies that were filmed in El Paso is just kind of interesting. Can you think of some? Can your listeners think of some? They'll think of one or two, but yeah. There's 30
well,
or 40.
The problem is that's dwindled off now because New Mexico has cheaper places to do things. Texas has not matched that.
No.
And if they do, they're not going to focus on El Paso.
No, it's hard.
The great scenery is.
It's been a long time. Ann Richards was big on that, but when Ann Richards left and George Bush, because that was the same time I got elected. I got elected the same year that George Bush got elected governor. It just kind of tapered off, and there wasn't a whole lot after that.
We could do so much and not just movies shot here because they're themed, but if you actually do the history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Six Guns and Shady Ladies, they do reenactments of actual old gunfights, which were very special in the gunfight world. And if you're in the Tombstone vein, we beat them by far, but they had a better movie.
Exactly.
And that's what happened in the publicity, don't you think?
Yeah, a lot of it. I mean, it was. I have to say that the whole thing with Wyatt Earp and such, he was a good PR man.
Oh, yes.
And that's, he pretty much put his book out. He worked for the LA Times.
It all went to Tombstone.
And, yeah, and he promoted it. Whereas here in El Paso, the men that were involved, like the Four Dead and Five and such, they didn't want to talk about it anymore. That was, they just kind of let it go. El Paso wanted to get rid of that gunfight history. They didn't want to play on it. They wanted to become a big city, a modern city. They just didn't want to talk about it.
We could still do it.
No, we can still do it, yeah.
They haven't torn down everything yet.
And there is talk.
Not
there
yet.
Is several times I've been trying to do movies on this over the years, and they keep trying to do the history. And there's a lot of great history that could be mixed in with the combination of how El Paso went from that wild time into the big city, and where it was, and the growth of the city is amazing. It could be mixed.
Joe, you've been doing a lot. Joe Pickett's here with us. You've been doing a lot of thinking now that you're out of the legislature for a bit. But I'm just curious. You said you have a car collection that's now being reduced a bit.
Yeah, I've done it my whole life. When I turned 15, I got a learner's permit and got a, I'm trying to think what the term they call it. I got a full-blown driver's license, a hardship. I got a hardship because I had a brother that needed care and my parents were working. And so my first old car I bought was like when I was 16 years old. I bought an English London taxi cab Hemmings Motor News. This is before the internet. It looks like a phone book. You'd leaf through there, these pages, and there'd be a little picture.
Yeah,
you'd have to call
those.
Somebody at Eastern Standard Time or write a letter, and 3 weeks would go by. You'd get an answer. And so I've been doing it a long time, collecting a lot of vehicles, and it's just a lot of work.
Oh, it sounds like it.
It's a lot. My fire trucks are out a lot, and the thing about that is that there's three or four vehicles in front of the fire truck. So even if I get a fire truck out for a parade, I got to make sure the three or four in front of it have gas, batteries are charged, the tires are full of air. So it's a big deal.
That's work.
I'm trying to get down to a handful.
Well, you had a famous movie star's hunting vehicle at one point. Who was that?
I did. That was that was a big mistake. I didn't mean to sell it.
Oh,
I was in the right place at the right time. Most of your listeners probably nowadays have heard of the big auction companies called Barrett Jackson. I mean, okay. They're one of the biggest in the world now. They're all over TV, like you're talking about Wyatt Earp. This is kind of, they really made this thing huge. I bought it at Barrett Jackson Auction in Phoenix, Arizona, like in the early 80s.
Oh, the big sale they have out there in the wintertime.
Who owned it? Who was a movie star?
It was John Wayne.
John Wayne.
And it was, he had it, it was not in a movie. People confuse it with Hatari. He did Hatari in 63, but because of the movie Hatari and the fact that he owned a huge ranch with a guy named Lewis Johnson in Phoenix, or outside of Phoenix, he had this international travelogue custom built for himself. And one of the neatest things that I had with the vehicle is a interview back when Merv Griffin was the guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And Merv Griffin was in the passenger seat. John Wayne was driving. His youngest son, Ethan, is in between them, and they're driving around the ranch in Arizona. And I had that clip that went with the vehicle. But I sold it by mistake.
Mistake. Oh, come on, Joe.
Mistake.
And you how do you make
that kind of mistake?
Well, you've got 2 hours, so let me tell you about
the
mistake.
Yeah, we do.
My youngest daughter at the time was 16. We were having a charity function at my place because people just would like to be around cars, and we offered it. We opened it doors for people. And someone was asking me about the Waynemobile, and they called it the War Wagon after another movie. And there's pictures there. And then after I was discussing with somebody, my daughter says to me, says, Dad, I've actually never seen it because when I bought the vehicle, I didn't get any respect for it being here in El Paso, but all these museums kept trying to buy it from me. So it went on a tour. I basically put it out there and it went from museum to museum for over 20 years.
God, has it gone that long?
So my daughter said, Dad, I've never seen it. So I said, you know, that's it. So the last museum was in Laughlin, Nevada, called them up and said, you know, I'm ready to pick it up. Bring it back, brought it back to El Paso, cleaned it all up because it's been sitting for years. It looked pretty, but it hadn't been driven for a while, went through the whole thing. And I decided I wanted to get some national or worldwide publicity, and now I'm going to put it back into these big-time auctions like Barrett Jackson.
Okay.
So I contact them. I get it into a big auction in Phoenix, and I set the reserve. If you're not familiar with auctions, you can put no reserve or put a reserve.
Meaning
that if it doesn't meet it, if you want $10,000 and the bid is $9,000, you don't have to sell it.
Okay.
If it's no reserve, it just sells for whatever the last highest person offers. So I enter it into one of these big auctions with the idea that I'm going to put the reserve so high that it won't sell, but all the publicity is going to get all these real big international museums looking at it. Well, son of a gun. It blew through the reserve and sold. I didn't mean to sell it.
You didn't mean to sell it.
I didn't know what to. I mean, I really didn't know because if you're into cars like I am, it's like art. Why is this one painting worth $1 million and this one over here is worth $2,000?
It's perception.
It's like who was and the hype and all that stuff. And celebrity vehicles, it's very different. Some celebrity vehicles like Steve McQueen's, you know, a motorcycle, it can go for millions.
Or
and
the
then
bullet,
other,
yeah.
You never know. And so,
also, you did a Model T item. You got to explain that. We have to take a break shortly here, but give an overview of what you did.
Going back to my outrageous offices, the last theme I decided was going to be car related because that's more me anyway. And so I completely took apart a 1927 Model T and rebuilt it inside the Capitol of Texas.
How many suitcases did you walk past the guards with?
About 30.
And did they say, what the heck is in there?
And I'm bragging now, because it was me and my relationship with the Department of Public Safety, they did not ask a question. We had everything concealed, covered. You couldn't tell what it was. I even brought in an engine hoist and had it taken apart and covered because I didn't want anybody to know what I was doing. And over a 2-day period, we reconstructed this thing, and then just overnight, boom, there it is. Went through a regular 36-inch wide door.
Oh, my. And the Model T then
Model
ended
T.
up in your office.
Right.
Joe Pickett's here. We got to take a break here. We got to talk more about this kind of stuff because, I mean, that's just part of who you are.
And some John Wayne and El Paso history.
Oh, absolutely. We need to hear about all that. Yep. We may need to take 4 hours today. Circuit, we got 4 hours today. Yeah, well, no, he says we don't.
Or we can have him come back.
He says, yeah, but he's
he has
after
nothing
two.
Else to do
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but he might. We just kill the rest of the programming and just talk to Joe Pickett. All right, time for trivia. I just happen to know some of the questions have been covered.
Yes, some of them have.
Well, I went to your second hour because it was easier.
Yes.
No. So what are you going to do about it?
Okay, well, the first one we're going to ask, this one, we're going to make people work on this one. Okay, what was the first public office that Joe Pickett was elected to?
Did we cover that?
No, but
you just have to know that.
They're going to have to figure that one out.
Joe's cousins, his cousins are going to have to call.
There's not a lot.
His cousins are going to have to call. Or you can look it up on Google. That's an easy one.
That's easy. I mean, these are simple things.
And then car aficionado Pickett owned a famous movie car, a movie star's car, and it was a hunting vehicle. Who was that star?
Oh, we know this because we talked about it. Otherwise, you might not have been listening, so you can't play the game.
And they can look that one up on the internet.
You can also just call us up and guess.
They can guess.
And what do you get for guessing correctly?
But I have a second one that you don't know about. I've got another vehicle that belonged to a somewhat celebrity that we can.
You got I'll
get to that.
Yeah. So give us a call at 544.
What do you get? What do you get?
Oh, I'm sorry. $20. You get a choice for the first caller. $20 gift certificate to Pepe's New Mexican Food in Canutillo or a $20 gift certificate to
Mission
Del Rey Southwest.
Mission Del Rey is an unusual store. Oh,
they're cool.
You need to go there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you a coupon.
Just down the street from where you are.
And it's an unusual place.
It's
all of Dusty Henson stuff, but more.
Oh, even better. Yes.
Lee Trevino.
I just bought a great sweater.
1400 block of Lee Trevino.
There you go. Yeah, and you actually enter on Pelicano easier.
Okay.
Because it's that warehouse thing.
Yeah, they were at the Christmas fair, and I bought a great sweater from them. So.
They're good people. And then, you get that stuff if you answer correctly, but how do you do that?
You got to call 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-749-7519. That's 800-749-7519. 800-749-7519.
When you want unique, one-of-a-kind jewelry and timepieces, where do you go? Well, you spend hours at the mall going to specialty stores or sitting at home going from one website to another. All of those places promise what DazzleMe.com has every day. Now, fine consignment jewelry at far below retail prices is available for nationwide purchase. Why dream when you can make dazzling jewelry and timepieces a reality? Make DazzleMe.com your daily destination to grow your own collection or for that perfect dazzling holiday gift. DazzleMe.com.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots are high, and you can't win if you don't play. But who wants to wait in line for a ticket? At Lottery.com, you can skip the line and play your favorite lottery games right from your phone. Never lose a ticket and never miss a jackpot. The Lottery.com app is free, and you can cash out your winnings anytime. In just two taps, you could win the next multi-million-dollar jackpot. Search for Lottery.com in the App Store or go to Lottery.com to learn more. Now sit back, relax, and play, and get some time back in your day. That's what we call winning together. This message was brought to you by Lottery.com. Please play responsibly.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs.
Apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got a full slate of people here trying to win some stuff here.
That's my mom calling.
That's his mom.
Anne, Estella, and Sylvester. Which one's your mother?
Estella.
Okay.
That's her middle name. That's my mom's middle name, just in case she's Lily.
Oh, dear. Well, yeah, you know, there's a ringer thing here we got to worry about. But before we get to these wonderful people, and Joe Pickett obviously is still here. You can't get rid of him once he starts, right? Why try? But the thing is, we got to let you people know that the El Paso History Radio Show has a Facebook page. Hit that like if you wish.
Do we?
And it's up there doing something. Yeah, there were like 5,000 people when we put Joe Pickett's picture up. You don't do Facebook, but oh my God, the people are clamoring for Joe, so here we are. But also, we want to talk to you about our YouTube channel. The first 16 segments of our ABC7 TV series from El Paso History TV, they're now on youtube.com/El Paso History TV. So you can go there and see, guess who? Bernie Sargent.
Bernie.
He's talking about stuff. We had 4 new segments back in October. And they were on Loretto Academy, Trost Architecture, Chamizal, and Fort Bliss. Those are all now online. Take a look at those. And also, you can just subscribe to that thing for free, and you'll see what stuff is coming. And I want to let you know that the Tom Lee Institute is at it again with tours of Juarez by El Paso's First Lady, Adair Margaro. She's going to take a look at historic sites and artwork and learn more about our culture across the border, November 22nd, December 9th, and January 17th. Contact the Tom Lee Institute, 201 East Main Street, but also 533-0048. And one last thought, no archery today at the Museum of Archaeology. All their guys are busy.
Ah.
I don't know what they're doing.
They're shooting at each other.
Well, no, whatever.
The Sunset Film Society and the International Museum of Art today has a film, and it's the Lost Horizon, which is basically about Shangri-La, that wonderful mystery city in the mountains of the Himalayas.
Oh.
And then they also have tomorrow. That's at 2 p.m. today. It's free, and you can get popcorn and
the whole normal
sodas.
Thing.
Yeah, the whole wonderful thing for a little extra cost on those. And then tomorrow they have the Iva Turney Society for Arts and Adventure, and they're presenting Sue Taylor, an old friend of ours from the show. And she's working at the New Mexico Museum of Space and History, and she's doing a presentation on space race women, scientists, computers, and astronauts. Astronauts' Wives, and that's also at 2 p.m. tomorrow in the museum there at, was it 1200?
It's on Montana and Brown.
It's on Montana and Brown Street. I always forget that
check
address.
Down there.
1211 Montana Avenue. But
go
check
ahead and say
out
it.
Over
you
there.
Can't miss it.
You can't miss it. It's that big, beautiful building there with a lot of marble and beauty. So check it out. It's a great place to hang out.
Get to the callers. Just 1 second. We need to pick a special at Pepe's.
Ah, Pepe's.
Joe, check this out. See, one of those is you need to pick a special. And whatever it is, it's going to be $6 today, no matter what's on the menu.
Oh, wow.
So that's a deal. So people, there's a lot of people gravitate to one. Let's see if you do it.
Well, I would say combination number 3 because it's the most expensive.
Pepe's
see, now, Joe is a politician.
No,
obviously.
I'm just cheap. I'm codo.
Oh, even better. But number 3, the combination?
Yeah, combination plate number 3.
And our man Sergio went out. What did you eat out there, Sergio? Did you have a combination plate? Chili rellenos, he had those. That's also a good thing. Okay, so number 3 today, and that's the special of Pepe's got to pick that. Okay, and we got people on the phone here. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Talk to Ann.
Good morning, Ann. How are you? Ann?
¿Dónde está Ann?
¿Dónde, Ann?
I
don't hear anything on the
there's
line.
There's nothing going on here. Sergio, you got them plugged in the right thing? Well, let's try another one. Let's go to Estella is on 3. Hello, Estella.
Estella.
Okay, you got a button that's not working in there somehow. Three. I got 3 lit, and I got 1 lit, and I got 2. Let's go to 2. See what's on 2. We got who's 2? Sylvester.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Hello, this is Ann.
Oh, there's Ann. Hello, Ann.
Ann's on two. I got that wrong. My apologies. Hello, Ann.
Okay.
Hello, Ann.
Good
just
morning.
Blame it on
Anna.
The government. It's the government's fault.
Oh, yeah,
it's the government's fault.
Sure,
we'll blame it on the cell tower.
Over there you go, cell tower.
Well, whoever we knocked off there, they're calling back, Shelley. Get a hold of them.
Okay, Ann. What was the first public office Joe Pickett was elected to?
I don't know that one, but I know the answer to the second question.
Which was?
The car?
The owner of the car, and I was going to say John Wayne.
You got it.
You were going to, but you don't want to? You'd
no,
better say John Wayne if you want the stuff. Yes, it was John Wayne.
John Wayne.
Okay.
And so what does she get?
She gets
a choice.
A choice of a $20 gift certificate to Pepe's or the gift certificate to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
I'll take the gift certificate to Mission Del Rey.
Oh, good
Mission
choice.
Del Rey. It's a wonderful place. Now, you enter on Pelicano, but the address is Lee Trevino. You know where it is?
I don't, but I'll find it.
Oh, yeah, just Google it. But go in the Pelicano entrance, and you'll get there a lot easier. That's a fabulous store, by the way.
You'll really enjoy it.
Good choice there. All right. Anything else on your mind this morning?
Thank you very much.
Anything else on your mind this morning?
Nothing. Not right now. Just thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, don't hang up. Don't hang up.
Stay there.
Shelley will come on the phone and tell you to pick this up, all right?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. All right, what's moving on here? Shelley, I have no idea who's on these other phones. I'll just go to the one that we had next in order. Hello, is somebody on this line?
Yes, this is Sylvester.
Sylvester. We got Sylvester. How's it going?
Man, how come you guys lost me? What happened?
I hit the button, and I don't know what happened, but you're back. Thank you.
Okay, so the only question we have left is, what was the first public office Joe Pickett elected to?
City representative.
There you go. Sylvester's a very smart man.
Drum roll.
And you know what?
What?
I used to pick up his brother at this, Anthony Pickett, at the State Center. I used to be a scat bus driver back then, before it was Sun Metro.
Wow.
What a small world here.
I met Mr. Joe Pickett personally one time on the bus. He rode
Well, that's pretty easy to do.
All you got to do is find him. He's an easy guy to talk. In fact, this is the first day I ever met Joe Pickett.
Thank you for actually bringing up my brother's name. He passed away, so that's nice. Thank you, Sylvester.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
We would joy. I would make him laugh. Hey, you know, he was a big guy. Real cool brother, man.
Well, thank you.
There's some El Paso.
I loved him.
There's some El Paso history
That's sweet
right there.
That you remember him. Thank you so much. Okay, well, then, so now you have won a $20 gift coupon to Pepe's New Mexican Food in Canutillo.
Have you been there?
No, I can't say I have, no.
You need to try this. It's in a strip mall. You wonder what you're getting into. But the food is spectacular.
And the people are wonderful up there.
Oh, yeah, great.
They'll make you feel like family.
All right, hold on. We'll Shelley tell you how to pick that up, all right?
Okay. Thank you. And, Mr. Pickett, you're one of a kind. Thank you for your service.
All righty.
And you know, it would be nice if we had a mold. We can make another one, but that wouldn't be right. It's still just Joe here.
Plain old Joe.
So we got a couple of winners here, Shelley. Thank you for your work in there. Shelley Sutherland is doing the phones this morning. Thank you kindly. And the guy who went to Pepe's last week, Sergio, was that the first time you've been there? Oh, no, you've been there several times. Okay. But Pepe, ready? Pepe's is a great place. Are you ready for the guy in the control room? Sergio Valenzuela.
All right.
See, normally he has a whole crowd of people in there. We just heard them.
Yeah, our closet studio. And then did we talk about Shelley?
She was first, but she didn't know that because she's talking to these people on the phone.
Ah, Shelley.
Well, she'll have
Shelley.
To listen to the tape later.
I got to visit with Shelley when I came in.
You know who her father was? Sheldon Hall.
Oh, right.
You can see the resemblance.
The first Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yeah. And so
in fact, that was really big during my term on city council when he was going to Spain.
And going around.
I think he made a couple of treks to Washington, D.C. trying to change the date and we'll have Thanksgiving offs. And, you know, we really had, that was a fun time.
He went to Plymouth Rock and hassled those people and got arrested.
That was just so neat, bringing positive attention, even though people, you know, wait a minute, you know.
What about St. Augustine?
If he had gotten Hallmark behind it, we would have gotten a change.
But what he did was unusual.
But Sheldon is just a wonderful man. Wonderful.
That's the daughter right there.
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah. I mean, she's a legacy child. How about that? All right, moving on to our next event, which is probably a commercial break. We should probably do that because Sergio likes that kind of thing. And you have a phone number, and also is the Facebook thinking?
You talked about that, and I realized I hadn't even turned my computer on. I was having so much fun.
This is fun hanging out with Joe.
I know.
So you call us if you wish.
Call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM, and I'll get Facebook up.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Message and data rates may apply.
What will you learn when you start your degree online with Arizona State University? You'll learn that you're capable of more than you know, that you can accomplish anything with the right people in your corner. You'll learn that a crazy idea that seemed impossible is possible, and that inspiration is the greatest motivation. Learn how an ASU degree can unlock your potential. Text SCHOOL to 66597 and discover the more than 200 degree options that can be accessed from anywhere on your schedule. ASU Online includes an entire team of professors and advisors dedicated to helping you discover your own path and create your own opportunities. Unlock your potential today with Arizona State University Online. Learn more about Arizona State University degrees offered 100% online. Text SCHOOL to 66597. That's S-C-H-O-O-L to 66597.
Introducing the world's first apple cider vinegar gummy, the Goalie Gummy. Two gummies are equal to one shot of apple cider vinegar. Finally, a delicious way to get all the amazing benefits of apple cider vinegar without the terrible taste. The benefits include weight loss, reduced bloating, detoxifies the body, improves complexion, enhances energy, and so much more. Visit GOLI.com and use promo code NEWS for a special offer. Goalie gummies are packed with essential vitamins and superfoods, making it your daily delicious health necessity. They're 100% organic, all natural, vegan, and gluten-free. If you don't love the taste, no stress. Get a no-hassle refund. Visit Goalie.com and enter promo code NEWS for 10% off your order. That's GOLI.com and enter promo code NEWS to get 10% off and free shipping. Taste the apple, not the vinegar. Visit GOLI.com today and use promo code NEWS. That's N-E-W-S.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got stories that are just about to get on the air, but we can't get them on the air unless they're in the proper order. Joe
that's
Pickett,
true.
You know why?
Why?
Joe Pickett's here.
Ah, that's
after
why.
That, everything kind of changes. Hey, yeah, Joe Pickett. Oh, well, the doors open by themselves and whatever else goes on. We have to tell you some things about the Harvey Girls. Here's a bunch of history lessons. The Harvey Girls of El Paso, Texas are meeting Monday, November the 11th, 2019. That's coming up soon. At Union Passenger Station, San Francisco Street, 2 p.m. The program will be Fred Harvey Legacy Continues. And you can smell the smoke and cinders. I don't think so. But hear the whistle of an approaching
train. The room's on fire.
Mingle with the travelers and view the architectural design of Daniel Burnham's historic Union Passenger Station Depot. You can do that. If the senders are flying around, I think you got a problem.
Run.
Don't go. But train enthusiasts are encouraged to attend, and you can call them up, 591-2326. What do you got?
Well, you can always catch the Southwest chapter of the Railway and Locomotive Historical Society, and they're going to meet Wednesday, November 13th at the El Serape Restaurant, and that's at 5103 Montana at 6 p.m. Their program will be Mexico's Railways. Train enthusiasts are encouraged to attend. Information's 591-2326. El Paso Corral, the Westerners International Number 26, will meet Friday, November 15th at Holiday Inn at El Paso West at I-10 and Sunland Park Drive. Excuse me. The program is The Adventures of the Blue Whistler and the McGinty Cannon. It'll be presented by Ira Smith. Dinner program is only $20. Visitors are welcome, but must RSVP by this coming Monday. You must call 759-9538.
Let's just show up.
And see. Oh, we can just show up.
Just show up.
You might not get something to eat, though, Joe.
Yeah, you could probably show up.
I don't need that much.
If you hadn't guessed who Joe was, that's a Joe picking.
Well, that'll be interesting because they've redone the school, Eastwood High School, right. And they've got a nice new place for the Blue Whistler, and it really looks nice.
I had two of my kids graduated from.
Yeah, have you seen the school since they
refurbished
it?
Only from the outside. I haven't seen the inside.
Oh, you should see it. It's really, really nice.
I'm not big about going. You know, I didn't attend my high school that much.
So I know.
Why would I want to go to?
I know.
Other ones.
Like, you sounds like me.
Occasionally, you went to what high school?
Burgess.
Oh, okay. That's a good.
Occasionally,
thing.
Is actually correct?
Yeah. Somehow you got out of there. Or you just left.
Well, it was kind of a mutual agreement.
See ya.
When you correct your teachers for 3 years, on the fourth year, they just kind of find you a program. I got involved in what's called DECA, Distributive Education.
Oh.
They got me a job at Sears at Five Points History, which is
big history
headquarters and. Prior to Sears, was a hospital.
It was a different building for the hospital, I think. But now the same building.
It actually was partly the same because in the basement of the Sears is the old boiler room. And there was a fallout shelter with the water cans when I was working.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, wow.
I could tell you where the toys were in a floor diagram because I always knew where the toys were.
But they got me a job there, so I got credit for most of the day. So I didn't have to go most of my
senior year.
So the education system figured you out.
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh. But see, then now you got in charge of them when you went to state legislature.
It made it a little, payback.
No.
You know, I
couldn't do it. My whole family, my parents were teachers. In fact, you mentioned Loretto earlier in one of your programs on YouTube. My dad was principal at Loretto for a period of time, and he also principal of St. Joseph.
You had some major teachers in your history. Name one of them that you can recall.
The mouth.
Oh,
Paul Streslin.
He was on the other station. We don't talk. No, he's also gone, so we can talk about it. Paul Streslin was a crazy dude, but
he was everywhere.
He came real close to all kinds of danger within the school system.
Oh yeah,
my father was his boss, and so I heard of some of these stories later. Like, oh really, that happened? Oh goodness.
Well, he was my football coach in sixth grade at Hillside Elementary.
Take the ball and run down the field.
That's it.
That's all you got to do. Yeah, school.
He was my
kids. His wife used to come, and we were big into this. She would come and bring mascara, and put it under our eyes.
Oh, for the darkened thing?
Yeah. So the sun. I mean, this
what was the point of that anyway?
Well, the pros did it, so.
Yeah, you had to do it.
The sixth graders need to do it.
This is like an Indian thing. You got to paint your face and go to war.
Something like
that. I never
figured
that out. Reflection. You had Strelzin, and your kids had Strelzin over there? Melissa?
My at Lincoln Junior High, when my daughters were there, my daughter was the mascot and he was the high school. But one thing I will say about him, he knew every kid's name. They could not get through that hall in that school without him knowing their name, which always blew me away.
Yeah.
And he always thought that Bernie and I lived not far from him up on the hill. We never lived up on the hill.
Oh.
We always lived in the valley. Oh yeah, I remember when you lived up there. It's like, okay, whatever.
Sure.
Character, but that's just one part of Joe Pickett's history. Let's pick another part you want to talk about, because I'm curious about El Paso history, because you went to Burgess. You learned nothing about El Paso
history. I did not. In fact,
it's a standard thing in El
Paso.
It
wasn't my vehicles, because of the vehicles I owned, I learned more about El Paso history. I know you mentioned the John Wayne Mobile. Well, what's that got to do with El Paso? Well, once I started doing research and had met with the family, and the youngest son, Ethan, and I actually are still communicate once or twice a year, I found all these phenomenal photos of John Wayne here in El Paso. And he was here several times. They were filming Hondo back in the 60s, and John Wayne would do, in the movie terms, what they call the rushes, watch the daily film shot at the Plaza Theater. So there's all these wonderful pictures of John Wayne with scenic views in El Paso. Where I first heard about any history was when I did Viva El Paso. My sister was a dancer, and she asked me for a ride, and I took her to UTEP, where they're doing tryouts, and Hector Serrano was the, you know, big man on campus. He had started all this, and I just took her there, and I was sitting on the floor waiting for her to do her audition. He walks by, and he says, what do you do? I says, excuse me? What do you do? Are you here auditioning? I says, no, I just brought my sister. Say that again. I just brought my sister. Huh. You want a summer job? What? How would you like to claim the land for Spain Friday through Sunday, sometimes in a matinee? So I played Don Juan de Oñate in 1981, Viva El Paso.
Now, there's a trivia question we wouldn't get. Oh, my.
So that's actually where I first heard anything out of the norm, because, you know, Viva's attempt at the history of the South.
Well, at least they give it a try.
They do.
Yeah.
You know, they at least get the names correct in most of the cases.
Yeah, but I mean, there's so much history here. You could go on all day. We go for 2 hours a week, and it's not enough.
And then back to another vehicle. There is a family here in town named Farrell. And John Farrell was a tax assessor collector here many, many decades ago, probably, again, the 50s or 60s. He was into vehicles. He didn't have as many as I do, and I got way too many. But, I mean, he had nice stuff. He pulled out of New Mexico in the 50s. A 1916 Dodge Brothers Roadster, and completely restored it. And the vehicle had been in a major accident. Someone had died in the accident. It was put in a barn for like 40 years. He pulled it out, completely restored it. I'm the steward of that vehicle now. And I started doing research on it. It was on display in the airport a couple of years ago, and found out that this was during that era of the punitive expedition, when Black Jack Pershing spent time in this area chasing Pancho Villa. And when they restored the vehicle in the 50s, they were able to find parts from Black Jack Pershing vehicles that had been left abandoned down in Mexico.
Put it back together.
Right. And so the vehicle has got, it's like, I guess, a heart transplant.
Oh, yeah.
Where they go and meet the family.
The donor.
Right, the family. Well, not so much the donor on a heart transplant, but maybe the family of the donor.
Family of the.
Well, maybe they did visit the donor, too, and pay their respects, but. I mean, and so, again, by doing the research, I came up with just some fantastic photos that I would include in the displays that I've had at the airport with El Paso in the background, as you have on your wall. You've got Pancho Villa and Black Jack Pershing right here on the wall.
What do you think of our slogan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's right in front of me this way. Texas history begins in El Paso.
It's everywhere in this little room.
That's when I learned that the first time a Mexican and American president met face-to-face during the Chamizal agreement. The Chamizal itself, I remember, you know, when I grew up, we started on South Clark Street and went to Cooley Elementary. And then when the North-South Freeway came in, they bought up all that property and they were negotiating the Chamizal Agreement. It wasn't talked about enough. It was just, we're buying out these houses, but they didn't talk about the history and the change of the boundary of the river.
But to the point, you learned it through the news media. You didn't hear it in school like you should have. We got to take a break here. We got somebody on the phone wants to talk to. We'll get them in a second. But we got to take one more break here because it's supposed to be done. You got any Facebook things? You took his picture, but it's not moved
barely got going here. I've got the information typed. I got to move the picture to his lovely face.
We need to take a picture of you today because you match so nicely with your headphones. It's blowing my mind. What do you think? I mean, she's color coordinated today.
It does look like she bought it that way.
It's on purpose. We'll just give you the credit. 544 whatever.
5876 or 544 KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For a free estimate on how much money we could save you, call 1-800-900-0507. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible, without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For your free 5-minute savings estimate, call now, 1-800-900-0507. That's 1-800-900-0507. 1-800-900-0507.
Hey guys, it's Bobby Bones, here with an important message about a growing danger on our nation's roads. I'm sure you've read those labels about not operating heavy machinery after taking medication. Well, a car, even a small one, is a pretty heavy machine, and even using common prescription and over-the-counter drugs, including allergy, cold and flu, and sleep medications, can impair your ability to drive safe. The bottom line is, the risk of a crash increases with the use of some over-the-counter and prescription drugs. Unfortunately, the number of motorists driving under the influence of impairing drugs is growing, along with the risk of a deadly crash. Not only is it dangerous, but driving while impaired by any substance is against the law. Violating state DUI laws can result in arrest, heavy fines, lost wages, increased insurance costs, and more. So please think twice before getting behind the wheel and taking drugs, even if they're prescribed. Remember, there's more than one way to be under the influence. This message is brought to you by NHTSA.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are 500,000 jobs in healthcare waiting to be filled. Get ready for yours at Pima Medical Institute. We can prepare you for a career in healthcare at pmi.edu.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got a short order here to tell you about Fort Selden Historic Site, Las Noches de las Luminarias, Sunday, December 14th, 6 to 9 p.m. They got a crazy thing going on up there. Get a hold of them up there, 202-1638, that's a 575 number. And also Taylor Mesilla Historic Property, and that's a open house with J. Paul Taylor himself, Sunday, December 15th, 12:30 to 4:30. That's an interesting home. Google that and look that up. It's the same phone number, it looks like, 575-202-1638 for more info. What you got, real quick?
There's a new exhibit at the El Paso Museum of History. It's Paseos Urbanos, a photographic narrative of the Borderlands downtown culture. Opens Thursday, November 14th at 5:30 p.m. The Paseos Urbanos is composed of selected images of local photographers over the age of 18, currently residing within 150 miles of downtown El Paso, including Ciudad Juarez. Let's see. And it's a binational component. It is meant to strengthen the relationship between the two sister cities, celebrating a shared past, present, and future.
You're going to read that quicker than that, because we're now out of time to talk to Hey, Chuck, are you there?
I'm here. I'm an old friend of Joe's. In fact, he is mentioning Viva El Paso. That's when I first met Joe Pickett, as I was in Viva El Paso with him in 1981.
He admits it.
Finally, where's that $20 you owe me?
Oh, that was he just got off the phone. Click. No, well, Chuck, I'm sorry, we're about out of time in this hour. But if you want to call back next hour, we can tell us more stories if you wish.
Sure thing.
All right, call us next hour, 544-5876. Is that it? Yeah, fair enough.
544-5876.
Pick a number, call it. I don't care. No, we should.
It's either that or I give my house number out.
We should give out the correct number. Next hour, we will do that. Joe Pickett will be here. We got him till noon. He's going to Pepe's. Think about that today. He'll be out there and in person answering questions. Ah, good luck with that. See you next hour.
I am Pepe.
Hey, El Pepe.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make